One of my favorite things about this audio podcast is that we've had the chance to give you guys recommendations based on a variety of different topics. And my favorite aspect of that is being able to put you guys onto music that you might have never heard of before, or that you might have heard of but never really decided to give a chance to. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about perfect songs that you probably never even knew existed. And we've done this before when it comes to giving you guys underrated songs from popular rappers or whatever the case may be. But this is going to be a fun episode just because these are songs that maybe have not been on your radar and that maybe have flown over your head as they've been released or whatever the case may be. And I know from my list, I tried to put in different songs that come from artists that are more underground or from artists that are just bubbling up, or sometimes even songs from artists that come from their back catalog, whether it be their mixtapes or whatever the case may be. But before we actually start going into the songs that we brought in, let us know in the Q&A section, what is a perfect song that you're a big fan of that you feel like more people need to know about and listen to, and we might just react to them in a future episode. But Ant, let me ask you, what went into curating the list today for you?
That's a great question. I feel like I brought some more underground picks and some stuff that you guys might not be familiar with, but I also maybe wanted to bring some songs that you're familiar with but you haven't listened to in such a long time because either they're not on DSPs, or there was maybe a different version of the song that was released that's a lot more popular, or there's just certain tracks that were released maybe quite a long time ago that you're not maybe hip to at this point in 2024 that you might need to include in your rotation for 2024. But what do you got in your rotation, man? What's going on?
I have a lot of cool stuff. I'll start off with my first song. So this is going to be Green Eyes Freestyle by Samara Sin. Came out in 2024. And to be honest with you, a lot of the songs on my list are from this year or last year. Like a lot of shit from the 2020s. But this is pretty interesting because I literally discovered this song like maybe 4 or 5 days ago, and I was going through my TikTok feed, and first thing that came up as soon as I opened the app was reactors reacting to this song. So I'm like, okay, Samara Sin, let me look her up on Spotify. Let me find this song. I really fucked with it, right? Off like the couple of seconds that I heard. I go on Spotify, see she only has 4 songs released, but the song I was looking for wasn't on there. So I'm like, okay, let me go to YouTube and see if it's a fucking exclusive YouTube release. You go on YouTube, it's not on YouTube either. Then I ended up finding her on Instagram and I saw that it was an Instagram exclusive. And I think the reason for that being is that she couldn't get the sample cleared because this song does sample Green Eyes from Erykah Badu. And what's really cool is that Erykah Badu actually co-signed the song in the comments section. And literally a day after I discovered her on TikTok, she ends up being featured a day later on the Radar Freestyle YouTube channel. So it seems like I got in at a time where she's just starting to bubble up. And like I said, she only has 4 songs officially released. So if there is a time to get into her music, it would be now.
Want
to
play a bit of it, actually?
Let me play a bit of it, actually. So what's cool about her is that she has such a unique vocal texture, man. Like, she has this southern twang to her voice that's instantly mesmerizing, a very nonchalant style.
Who produced the record?
I don't know, because it's an Erykah Badu beat, right? So whoever produced that.
Like a remix. Oh, so it's a full remix.
It's a full remix. Let me play the first 10 seconds here. Yeah, so it's absolutely beautiful. This is the most excited I've been about a female rapper probably since Little Sims, to be honest with you. And what's really cool is that if you go through her catalog, she's a neo-soul singer, but also a rapper as well. So she has that duality.
Wow, that's a great duality.
Great duality going for her. I love the incredible smooth flow transitions throughout the song. She has bars like she got a steez that's surpassing them female rap statistics. And she's right, bro. Like, there's no auto-tune. There's no overly sexual bars. It's just pure talent on display. And like I said, tap into her now because I do see her going far. I really do.
There we go. All right, let me continue going on with this. My first recommendation for today is going to be a popular song if you're into Kendrick, and maybe if you've done like a deep dive on all of his features, but this is going to be Never Catch Me. This is going to be off of Flying Lotus's, I believe, 2014 album, You're Dead.
Great
fucking
song.
It's a perfect song. It's mesmerizing the way that this song comes together. And to truly understand the point of this song, I feel like you have to understand the album as well, because there's a lot of motives that go into the writing of it. And Kendrick Lamar is actually playing a fictional character within the album narrative. So that's very cool as well. But it's just the way that Kendrick's vocals are layered and at the speed at which he's rapping at. It's absolutely incredible. And it's only one verse long, but it's so fucking cool. I could just show you guys right off the bat what I'm talking about. It's that classic To Pimp a Butterfly sort of Kendrick that's so rare to find. Like, you're only going to find it on features around this time period or on the actual album itself. So I know that a lot of you guys in the hip-hop community are probably, you know, very familiar with this, but maybe for new people coming into the genre or people that are outside of the genre, or maybe you haven't heard this song at all, please do yourselves a favor. Let me play a bit of this. Yeah, the way that the piano starts off here. Crazy. Incredible. Look at this. I can see the darkness in me, and it's quite amazing. Life and death is no mystery, and I want to taste it. Step inside of my mind, and you'll find curiosity, animosity, high philosophy, hyper-prophesized meditation, reminiscent on my wonder years, and I wonder here. Stop it, Kendrick. Perfect song. Perfect song, and it's probably a long time since you've heard it. So I wanted to bring it in for today, and I think it's a good way to, you know, kick off my rotation.
Phenomenal song. So let me go to J. Cole. I Get Up by J. Cole.
Oh, I love this
off
song.
Off of the warm-up. I went back. I wanted to see how high do we rank this in all of our J. Cole song rankings, because I'm like, we probably were a bit too low on it. We actually ranked to 29, which is pretty high rating.
Oh, it's definitely up there.
Out of like the 90 or 100 songs Cole has, I feel like it could even go beyond that just because production's phenomenal. You have these horns that sound like they're coming from a marching band, which are actually sampled from the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. Cole is spitting about getting out of hell or getting out of the ghetto, Fayetteville. And he does so with so much passion, even humming along to the beat the entire time. It's one of those inspirational Cole songs that motivates you to get out of bed every morning. You know what I mean? And to really make the best out of your situation and keep your head up. Like, it sounds like the type of song that Tupac would have made. And his second verse is one of the best ever verses, where he's rapping about classism with lines like, "So tell me how I'm supposed to feel when the president spoke, when he ain't never had to struggle, ain't never been broke, ain't even rolled through the ghetto, ain't never been close. Trust in this government's like trusting the devil in oath." Let me play a bit of it, because it truly is maybe even like a top 15 J. Cole song for me. Like, the more that I listen to it, the more I'm amazed by the sheer lyricism that goes into this one. So
go for it.
Let's pull this up. Let me try to find the second verse here. And the fucking YouTube ads. Here they come. Here they come.
That's okay. I'll go through the ads for
yeah. It helps support the creator, so. Absolutely. Can't be mad at that. All right. Let's go right here. Here we go.
Yeah, beautiful song. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's truly one of his best songs, and just revisiting it made me appreciate it even more. And I feel like it's incredible to know that J. Cole was at this level 15 years ago. This song is 15 years old.
Of course. You know the talent right off the bat. But let me continue on with this one. Let me go on to my next one. This is going to be Blessed. Track number 16 off of Habits and Contradictions by Schoolboy Q, featuring Kendrick Lamar again.
There we go.
Going back to the song, this is definitely a perfect song. Schoolboy Q dedicates the track to one of his friends who lost their child. And, you know, what's interesting is that then Schoolboy Q takes the perspective of, like, I have everything I need in life, you know, and I can't even pretend to complain anymore just based off what you're going through. And he talks about, you know, kissing his daughter's forehead and making sure that everything's all right, and just, you know, kind of putting everything into perspective. And just the verse from Kendrick at the end of it, this third verse is so fucking cool. Story of a gun clapper really trying to make a change. Everyone ain't blessed, my, yes, my, you're blessed. Take advantage, do your best, don't stress. You was granted everything inside this planet, anything you imagine you possess. Like, it's just this beautiful, triumphant, and, you know, appreciative writing from both Schoolboy Q and Kendrick that a lot of people should be hearing. And I'm not sure if you knew this, but it was actually produced by Dave Free.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, it's a Dave Free production. So the reason why you guys might not know this song up to this point is because it's actually not on DSPs, and it's not on the DSPs version of Habits. So if I could go and play this for you guys real quick, even the production is super atmospheric. The drums are absolutely perfect. Let me see if I can.
What are you going to choose, the Kendrick verse?
No, I just...
Like for a nigga like me, living out his backpack every night, needed a new place to sleep. But this is now, nigga. One's for the money, two for the bitch ass. Three to get ready, cause I feel I finally did it. Four's for the jealous rapper, man, because he finished. Turn that motherfucker to a critic, man. I got so much shit up on my plate, dog.
Yeah.
I haven't spun that in a while.
You have to go back to this. I played
phenomenal.
It in the car when we were driving in Los Angeles, like late at night with the boys. I think we were going to CVS one night to go pick up some stuff. And I was in Los Angeles bumping this. And I'm like, this can't be real life, bro. Like, this doesn't even make sense. Like, you know when a song fits a perfect moment?
Mm-hmm.
I was in the car with the boys. And I'm like, just pass me the aux, bro. I need to play this right now. And boom, just got it going. So definitely a perfect song. Maybe something that you guys are not familiar with, released back in 2012. Enjoyed that for me.
How do you feel about Kendrick not being featured on Blue Lips or Blank Face LP or Crash Talk? Like, were you fiending for that Kendrick feature? Because we know how magical it is every time they fucking...
It is, but like, it always takes away from the album, low-key.
It ends up like overshining.
Yeah, but you know, and I think Q could carry himself as an artist regardless. So that's kind of the way
I still want those collabs, though. I'm not going to lie to you. But anyways, let me keep on going. Next up is going to be No Seasons by Gene Dawson featuring SZA. I don't know if it's pronounced John Dawson or Jean. I'm really not sure how to pronounce his name, but super talented artist, and he's been killing it for a long time in the experimental R&B lane. And this is a song that I feel like should have been way bigger because you have like a fucking massive superstar on the feature, and John Dawson himself has a very big following. But production is absolutely perfect here. You have a very minimalistic acoustic instrumental, some hints of flute. The soundscape is harmonic, it's somber, it really gets you in your feels, and he's an incredible vocalist. All the different pitches that he's hitting, there's also an anthemic energy, despite the song not being, let's say, the most positive. It's just a flawlessly executed performance, and the idea of the song is that in California, there's no seasons, right? The weather is sort of staying the same all year round, it's warm all year round, and that's a metaphor for John Dawson and SZA sort of feeling stuck, not feeling like they're going through any changes in life, not going through any growth. And the song's just about that. It's about difficulties that come with accepting change, especially in relationships. And SZA comes in, has a super emotive performance throughout it. She's crooning about crying in the summertime and goes on about how different seasons remind her of different exes in her life. And the reason why the song is perfect is that the chemistry is on 10 here, because you get both of their renditions of the hook, and then they come together for the hook as a duet to deliver it together at the end of the song. And the way it's composed, the way that it plays out, it's phenomenal as an R&B song. And I really don't know how it only has like 20 million streams. When it came out, I'm like, this is gonna fucking blow up. And for some reason, it didn't. But that's why I'm bringing it in here.
So. There we go. Huge W. But okay, let me continue going on with this. My next one is going to be a rap song as well. This is going to be Detroit River Rock by Boldy James and Sterling Tolles off of their collaboration album, Manger on McNichols, released back in 2020. An album that you and I probably consider perfect, to be quite honest with you. And this is the best song off of this album. And, you know, it speaks to what Boldy James does well. And that talks about the grimy streets of Detroit and, you know, his upbringing and what that has to do with it, you know. Just crazy wordplay all the way throughout here. The truth hurts like a pick in a scab. Do the dirt, got a temporary bag when I'm putting in work and I'm leaning out the ride like burr. Stick him, haha, stick him. Up, I'm pissed because I shot and I missed him, but pressure bust pipes and my pressure up. Retaliation is a must. What I'm gonna hit you with, you motherfuckers better duck. Bullets is cheaper than booth rent, so you press your luck. Crazy, crazy shit from Boldy James off of this. Arguably one of his best ever songs and one of his best ever albums. I love the sample flip from Sterling Tolles on this one. And whenever I recommend a Boldy song to someone, I think I'm going to start recommending this one all the time. Like maybe even over like a Steel Wolf, for example, just because of how much you feel the grittiness and like the darkness of Detroit throughout this track. So an automatic must and one that I wanted to bring on my list today. And it's not off Bo Jackson. It's not on any of the Nick Craven tapes that have been really popping off lately in the underground scene for hip hop. So maybe this is going to be new for you guys. So enjoy.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal track. But next up, I'm going to have In My Zone by The Underachievers. Came out in 2017 off of their album Renaissance. And if you guys haven't heard of them before, they're a New York-based duo, part of the Beast Coast, made up of rappers Issa Gold and Acta Savior. And I love this type of hip-hop because they're talking a big game about being like the second coming in hip-hop, being the GOATs, whatever the case may be. And we hear that in hip-hop all the time, right? Rappers claiming to be the GOATs but not really backing it up. On this song, they are backing it up with heavy-hitting bars all throughout. The production is absolutely excellent. You have some old-school boom-bap with some quirky guitar strings, and it actually samples the classic Brand Nubian song called Maybe One Day. And Issa on here has a killer performance, giving you a lot of clever bars that all seem to connect. Like when you're listening, when you're going through the verse on this song, you're like, okay, the bar that he spat on line 3 ends up connecting to line 12. And it's a cool puzzle to be able to fit together. I love the internal rhyme schemes as well. For example, bars like I'm Anakin Skywalker, same city as Sean Carter, the infinite fly talker slept on like Trav Barker. And yeah, man, I feel like 2017 was such a busy year for hip hop. And because of that, a lot of people didn't give too much attention or too many ears to the Underachievers and this album in particular, just because, again, it was sort of thrown in the midst of all the noise of a Kendrick drop and a Jay-Z drop and a Tyler, the Creator drop and a Migos drop, etc. So not only is the song worth revisiting, but the album as a whole has so many gems. And this is my favorite song from the Underachievers. I do think it's their best song, and it really sort of sets out to do what a lot of songs off of 1999 by Joey Badass set out to do, was sort of give you that feeling again of old school New York boom bap. And this is a shining example of that. So perfect song from start to finish.
Great inclusion.
Yeah.
All right, let me continue going on with this. My next one is going to be Do Me a Favor by Arctic Monkeys, released back in 2007 off of their second studio album, I believe, Favorite Worst Nightmare. And I've been doing a deep dive into Arctic Monkeys' entire catalog. What an incredible band. And, you know, Fajella's been recommending their music for such a long time. One of my friends this week actually gave me the recommendation for 505, and it's kind of crazy. How, did you ever hear 505?
Is that the one with the black album cover?
Yes. It has 1.5 billion streams on
Spotify. Yeah, I feel like
I'd have to play it after. Regardless,
yeah, because there is one album from theirs that I went into. Hold on a second. So Arctic Monkeys. I listened to one Arctic Monkeys album, and I think it's their most popular. No, I listened to AM, this album. Did you ever go through this?
I never went through that. No.
This is like a bit hip-hop inspired as well.
Is it crazy?
It's really cool. Yeah, it's a really good album.
All right, hold on. Let me play you a bit of Do Me a Favor. So basically, the basis behind this song is like, it's kind of like a goodbye. You know, it's kind of a goodbye to an ex-lover because, you know, he realizes that her life was a lot better off, you know, before, you know, they had met. And, you know, all he wants is for her to be happy. And, you know, throughout the entire song, he's taking the perspective of like, I fucked up throughout this, and I'm the reason why you're damaged as a person. And it's kind of a really real and sincere sort of message that you don't necessarily hear too much, you know, in rock songs. Well, alternative rock songs, should I say at that? So. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. I wanted to bring it in today, and it's kind of in my current rotation, so I thought it'd be a good recommendation. If you guys have never gone into Arctic Monkeys, and if you're a hip-hop fan and trying to go into other sort of genres and subgenres, so go ahead, enjoy that
fire. But yeah, check out that album AM from them as well.
Yeah, you really fuck with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I really fuck
with okay, it. Okay, so
really
then
you good.
Do 505? Do a favorite worst nightmare. I'll play it okay. for you after.
All right, so yeah, next song for me is going to be some coke rap. We got to bring in
yeah,
some
coke rap,
into the episode. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not an episode without some coke rap.
You know he's needed, bro. You always need a little taste. but next up, By Any Means by Smoke Dizza and Benny the Butcher. This is a song,
crazy song
that came out in 2020. And this was in the midst of the Griselda peak where you were getting Griselda release after Griselda release. And this project kind of flew under the radar, and this song as a whole, even though it features Benny the Butcher, who was a big part of that Griselda movement, this feature didn't really get that much love, that much respect. But it's an action-packed two-minute heater that I found by chance at the time, just looking through Benny's features. And Benny starts a song off with mad confidence, sort of like taking on the role of being the new voice of the streets, giving you bars about like how it cost 10 bands to get his lawyer to speak. And this is one of those songs where, like, not only are you getting some dope quick fire back and forth verses, but they're literally finishing each other's lines as they pass the mic to each other, like for almost the entirety of the song, which is sort of an art form within hip hop that is lost for the most part. And they really brought it back here and fucking delivered. Not only that, but you're getting production by one of the best producers of all time. P. Rock is behind this beat. You're getting some boom bap drums. You're getting some light piano notes that almost sound like they're on the verge of a xylophone for how high-pitched they are. And the song is about like just a hustler working to get that bag by any means, doing whatever it takes to stay winning. And it's a tough song. It feels aggressive. It gets you to go into that stank face mode all the way. And you have crazy bars like I'm stretching John Legend, pressing keys and seeing notes. So it's about drugs, but it also applies to playing piano notes, which John Legend yeah. is known for. So really cool metaphor there. Let me play a bit of this song and show you guys what I mean when it comes to them like going back and forth in the crazy way that they do. So let me just find the right part here. Here we go.
Love this song. For the ones to relate to it. The number was too good to be true. I had to pace through it. We make music to move way to it. Let the rumors tell, I maneuver well. I'm getting chips so I can't keep my bitch out of Bloomingdale's. It go through the mail to a scale. Anybody could do it, but you get rich if you do it well. They tried to test us, but to no avail.
Yeah, it's just it's top tier coke rap, without a doubt. So I had
huge
to bring
w.
that in. Perfect song.
W. All right, where should I go next? What do I got on my mind? Party Next Door.
Some PND, yeah.
The Temptations. Yeah, I've been in my R&B bag lately. Mm. But okay, let's go on to The Temptations. Just My Imagination Running Away With Me by The Temptations.
Classic.
This record released, I believe, back in 1971. Yeah, based on what they're telling me on Wikipedia. Classic Motown record. Absolutely gorgeous. And basically, the entire writing of the song is, you know, a man expressing his love for a woman. And, you know, just the imagination of being with her. And, you know, whenever you get infatuated with a woman and whenever you feel like, well, I want to be with this person and you don't necessarily have access to her, well, your imagination starts to run wild. And that's kind of the basis of the song. But it's such a beautifully composed song. You get these beautiful orchestral arrangements with strings and French horns, and it's just a beautiful, blissful soul and R&B track that will hit your soul at any given time of day. And I've been bumping it heavy because I was going through Instagram and I was going through different sample flips and shit like that, and I just stumbled upon this record. I didn't even go through who sampled for this. I just found it throughout my stuff. So let me just play a bit of this. I think you guys would absolutely adore this. Yeah. Say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her wow. is truly a dream come true. The vocals are absolutely beautiful on the track as well. It's an all-time classic. And mm-hmm. since it was released maybe in the 70s, or if you guys are not necessarily into like old Motown soul, it might be something for you. So there we go. It's another recommendation.
Yeah, man. The Temptations have so many fucking classic records. I have some of their vinyls at home, and it's always a fucking pleasure to go through those. Really some of the best music ever. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this is a good segue. I'm going to go with Gidget by the Free Nationals featuring Anderson .Paak and T Nava. Came out in 2019 off of their self-titled album. And I feel like a lot of people have been showing love to the Free Nationals this year because they came out with Gangsta, the song that features Anderson and ASAP Rocky. And I realize a lot of people were wondering, like, you know, who's this band? Who are they? What have they done? There's a lot of question marks, and I feel like they do have a lot of quality music in their vault, so they're definitely worth checking out. And the whole album is incredible, but this song really stood out to me. And if you guys don't know, like, the Free Nationals are mostly known for being the backing band for Anderson .Paak when he performs live. They were also there for his Tiny Desk concert. And yeah, this song was actually supposed to be on Oxnard, but it ended up being on this album. Production-wise, it's very funky. It's soulful. It also has some disco elements and some electronic dance elements because you have T Nava coming in singing through the vocoder, which is really unique these days. You don't hear that too often. And Anderson is singing, of course, with super catchy melodies. The hook is something that's going to get stuck in your head immediately. And he's singing about trying to get a girl to fall back in love with him after they've had a rift or whatever it is. And you really feel his pain, you feel his emotion, and you feel him sort of being upbeat about it at the same time. So he's going through an array of different emotions. And production-wise, just I love the fat bass lines. I love the sci-fi synths. There's just so many elements to admire. And that's something that you could always expect out of any Free Nationals songs, is for the composition to be detailed and to have so much going on, but make it feel so compact and so easygoing. And this is one of those songs where you hear it and you're like, I wish I could fucking hear this live. Like, it merits a live performance.
I'd be super down to listen to them live, actually.
I want to see, yeah, I want to see them live. I want to see Anderson live.
I've seen,
like,
Anderson live.
Yeah, you're really lucky for that one. I really, the next time he comes to the city,
yeah,
bro, I gotta
that's
go.
A must. That's
I gotta
sure
go.
A must.
Yeah.
But okay, let's continue going on with this. Let me go on to my next one. This is going to be West District by Party Next Door. And if you guys are familiar with Days in the East by Drake, well, this is the cover that came out, I believe, after it, if I'm not mistaken. And originally, I believe it is a PND song. Well, it's a PND production. And I think PND actually wrote Drake's version of it as well.
Oh, really?
Which is,
wow.
Which is really interesting.
I didn't know
as
that.
Well, PND's like been one of
yeah,
the
he's a big writer.
Great, one of their greatest assets just based off of writing alone, man. This guy's pen is fucking impeccable. And you want to talk about PND attacking that beat, bro? Honestly, it's like, you know how much I love Days in the East, dude. You know how much I fucking love this song, and like, I can't put this song down, bro, just because I feel like, did he get Drake on it? Actually, you'll be the judge of that right now. I want you to be the judge of this
okay,
right
let's
now.
See.
And it was re-released, by the way, on the Party Pack, which was released back in 2020. There's another great song on here called Persian Rugs that you guys would absolutely adore. Well, show complete album. Yeah. Could you hear well?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. So go through that, actually, if you have the time.
I think the Drake version isn't always reign supreme to me, but I don't know.
You have to go through it just yeah. because, like, it is a party, like, that's a Party Next Door beat, you know? That's really
yeah,
stuff.
I wonder if you wrote it. I mean, obviously, he's credited as a writer, but that's because it's his production, so that ends up being looped into the writing credits. But yeah, I have to check it out, but I don't know, bro.
I'll
Days in the East by
after.
Drake's a classic. It's,
I know it is. I know it is.
It's years of enjoyment. You know what I mean? It's hard to.
It is hard. It's hard to say. That. But regardless, though, it's still a perfect song. And the
so
reason
you, it's
why,
better than the Days in the East by Drake.
It's on the same level for me, just because wow. if Days in the East never came out, then this would have been the song that everyone knew. You know, but I feel like PND fans do know this song. Like,
yeah,
I was talking to JT about it. And he's like, "Are you sure it's better than, you know?" Like, are you sure it's better than West District? And I'm like, are you sure? It's better than Days in the East. Like, we're going to have like a bit of a back and forth on that. So then I finally gave West District like the,
a real chance.
Absolutely. And I haven't been able to put it down. So shout out to West District. Released in 2014, but was re-released through the Party Pack. So enjoy that for me.
All right. My next song is going to be The Same OG by Blue and Roy Royal. Came out February 9th of 2024. And I feel like by some people in the community in 2024, there is a bit of an exhaustion of like old school lyrical hip hop. But when it's executed well and sounds inspired, I'm here for it all day long. Especially in a climate where like most mainstream rappers aren't often making hip hop that has rich substance or thoughtful intentions. You know, lyrical shmerical hip hop is going to provide you with nostalgia, food for thought. And that's what Blue does here. And this was a fun release for me to go through because I didn't even know it came out until like 2 weeks ago. And when I did discover it, I came across this song, and it's a masterclass in production. Like, it's really a blast from the past because you start off with a spoken word Snoop Dogg, Nothing But a G-Thing sample. Then you move into like an old female R&B vocal sample. And then midway through that, you get like a pitched down Nas sample from the song Hate Me Now. And then the song ends with like these sick diss scratches. So in terms of just hip-hop homage and really sampling in a way that's in line with the traditions of hip-hop and beyond, like, this song really killed it on that front. So shout out to Roy Royal for that. And Blue rides this beat like fucking butter sliding on a pan, bro. Just comes in with this charismatic flow.
Butter sliding on a pan.
Absolutely, bro. Just a perfect match for this smooth instrumental. Yeah, he has crazy bars like, now back to smoking trees in L.A. All my knowledge without college, these degrees from Allah. With the ease, I flow raw. Takes practice to make classics. Break rapper spirits when they hear the lyrics mastered. I'm going to play a bit of this real quick. We're going to take a trip right now. Skip a bit. I made it out with a pencil and no diploma for the California stoner. Just cold days ain't getting paid on the corners. Swear to God, niggas got paid quarters. Now they can't afford us. We worth more than fortunes. The newest Porsches, enormous portions. Ain't no difference between rich and poor friends. Only difference between wins and losses. Sins and crosses, wind and water. Blood is thick, a house of bricks ain't harder. Trying to paint what I offer for starters. I offer the heart of a martyr. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's an incredible song. And yeah, but just Blue is always on his shit. He's always going to be consistent year after year, so... check out that song and the project as a whole if you haven't.
All right. Let me go on to my last song for today. Dude, do you want to know who gave me this recommendation?
Okay, should I take a guess? Do you have any hints?
Take a guess.
Give me a hint.
One guess. Went to East Hill with us.
Oh, man.
It's going to blow your mind.
It's going to blow my mind. Fuck, I don't know. Are the initials TM? No?
No.
Okay, so it's not who I guessed.
Daniele Quattrocchi.
Okay, fire.
Shout out to Dan.
Great guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great guy.
Great friend of ours. You know, also went to high school with us and always had a fantastic taste in music. He used to do a lot of DJing back in the day as well. We used to share a lot of house music together and stuff like that. We played hockey together. So I was going through my IG and like, I always see these recommendations on his stories. And like, if there's one guy, I'll actually go listen to the recommendations when it comes to like EDM, house, lounge, like whatever the case may be. It's always going to be Dan's stuff, and he put me on to a sick fucking song. And shout out to you, Dan. I know you're for sure listening to this somehow or some way. I'm going to send this to you. I'm going to send this episode to you. This song is called Bar Mediterrano by New Genea, and they're a DJ group from Naples. And basically, their whole like basis of their sound from like the listening that I've done and also from like their descriptions on SoundCloud and stuff is that they take the sounds from the beaches in Naples and they put it into their music.
That's fucking cool.
And you have these beautiful compositions and these beautiful productions coming out. Listen to this shit, bro. It's just... like, there's beautiful stuff there. Like, I could imagine myself in Italy, like, listening to this type of stuff, or in California.
In California, yeah.
Yeah, sun's out, you're in the car, just a beautiful instrumental, and kind of has a bit of, like, a psychedelic effect to it as well. You know, kind of trippy at the same time. So, definitely something for your rotation that, listen, I don't think you would know, so you guys enjoy that, and shout out to Dan.
Yeah,
thank you for supporting us all these years.
Sounds great. But yeah, that's it for my recommendations as well. So,
good, man. Good episode.
Great episode. Hopefully, you guys get some value out of this episode. Hopefully, we put you on to some songs you've never heard of before. If you've heard of all of these, I guess this was a bit of a waste. But I mean, maybe you enjoyed our explanations.
But you know what?
A lot
of these songs probably re-entered your rotation after we, you know, brought them back to the forefront for you. So much love to everyone. As mentioned in the Q&A, drop your recommendations, guys. We're going to go through them. Much love to everyone, and we'll catch you next Tuesday. Peace.